This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
And now it's time for Stupid News.
It's so stupid and awesome.
Where we ask the important questions.
Are some people too stupid to live?
Why are people so stupid?
Are you effing stupid?
Here's Rumble.
Yes, Stupid News time here at FM 99. Stupid News is proudly brought to you by the Funny Bone Comedy Club and Restaurant, presenting J.B. Smoove this Friday and Saturday at the Funny Bone, the Funny Bone Virginia Beach's Town Center. Log on to funnybone.com for more info. Item number one, the Great Hall of Oats. I originally saw this story over the weekend, the obituary for June Miller, who died at 82 years old. And when it was originally reported, someone had submitted a fake obituary for this lady and really angered members of her family.
What? Why would you do that?
Because, and the obituary was scathing. It said she had no hobbies, made no contribution to society, and rarely shared a kind word or a kind deed in her whole and entire life.
It's like her arch nemesis wrote it.
Turns out it was a family member who had a problem with Aunt June.
You think?
Yeah. And we find out this morning that the entire obituary was plagiarized from another angry obituary written years ago about somebody else. So not only we speak for the majority of the family when we say her presence will not be missed by many. Very few tears will be shed, and there will be no lamenting over her passing, read the obituary.
Wow.
You know, I'm reading this yesterday, and I'm thinking to myself, this sounds familiar to me. Mm-hmm. I remember something like this, because we do, you know, these kinds of stories. And turns out I'm right.
Yeah.
Because they stole it from somebody else's angry obituary. So not only did you put a fast one by the rest of the family by sending this to the newspaper, and they published it.
Yeah. You're a double jerk.
Wow.
You stole it too,
and you
man.
Stole it. Mm. Angering somebody else's family.
Yeah, right?
Because they meant these words.
Yes.
More than you.
Think wow. for yourself. Be creative with your put downs about your dead aunt.
Yikes. June Miller's son told a local TV station that his sister wrote this obituary and submitted it to the newspaper. Unbelievable. Doesn't even have the integrity to write something herself, said another relative. Just goes out and steals something. Man, oh man.
It is weird that she had to steal it. That she didn't actually have these feelings in her heart. You know?
Yeah, well, or couldn't organize them. Or read this other one and yeah. thought, that sounds just like my mom.
Yeah, and I'm going
keeping
it. I'm keeping it, and man, I'm setting it in.
One day, you. Yeah. One day. Oy, oy, oy. By the way, the publisher of the newspaper now has to apologize to the original obituary family because they printed it. That's against the law. You can't. You just can't take people's work. Wow. On Friday, let's see. On, this, according to this, they at some point ran another obituary written by the son, which celebrated her life as a military wife, a homemaker, and a churchgoer who made a wicked lemon pound cake. So that's the good one.
That sounds a lot better.
Good story.
Yeah.
Instead of a...
Who'd he steal that from?
No tears.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I read that lemon pound cake thing before.
Wait a minute.
Come on.
She's allergic to lemons. Unbelievable, man. Who's the ass bag in that family now? You write the crap obituary, slide it in past everybody else, and then stole it from somebody. Methinks this reeks of you.
Mm-hmm. We're going to be saving it for your obituary.
Yeah, and another thing, you're so stupid.
Yeah.
That's item number one.
Item number two takes us to a Walgreens in Oklahoma, where a dude went in last week with his motorcycle helmet covering his face.
Yeah.
He was focused on stealing one specific item. He was focused on the morning after pill.
Oh, my.
Isn't that behind a counter, though? Right?
No.
It's not?
What?
I don't know.
It's not?
I don't know that one.
Nope.
Well, no, it's not.
It wasn't in this case because
absolutely
trying to tell
not.
You. Yeah.
Plan B, the morning after pill.
As he was shoving three morning after pill boxes into his bag, the manager spotted him. And when she went over to confront him, he pulled out a gun.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah. The article says, I would say he pulled out a gun, but I don't know if that phrase is in his vocabulary. He took off on a motorcycle, which in addition to armed robbery, is also something he'd probably want to consider giving up if he became a dad. The cops are trying to track him down.
Yeah.
Smoking gun adding some commentary to the story, but...
But he got away with it so far.
There you go. Plan B, the one-step emergency, just $49.99 at Target.
Right next to the Lifesavers. Coincidentally.
Next to the kids' clothes.
Yes.
Plan B. Oh, wait, what is this one?
That's a cheap one from Walmart. Look at that.
What to do.
Huh.
When this is a book.
Oh, it's a pamphlet. Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's a book called
Plan B. I was going to say.
Don't use the cheap one.
That one's way cheap.
Don't swallow. Yeah. Don't swallow.
Now is not the time to get a discount on something.
Yeah.
Well, if you would have just done that, you wouldn't need the pill. But
yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah. Plan B. Uh-huh. That could be Plan B. Maybe you should have gone with Plan B.
Yeah.
Last night.
The old poophole loophole.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
I think I'd go with the hand B.
Yeah. Well, better safe than sorry, lad. Sometimes the magnetic pull is just too great to resist. Finally, this morning.
Amen.
I'm trying to figure out how this works.
Amen.
An experienced lawyer from Kenya has filed a petition with the International Court of Justice in The Hague. This is where they try war crimes and things. This is a big deal. It is a very serious deal. Yeah. He's filed suit against the countries of Israel and Italy for the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. He is now suing Israel and Italy for killing Jesus.
2,000 years later.
Wow.
Statute of limitations.
Apparently there's no statute of limitations on saving the world.
I think he forgave us.
Yeah, and wasn't it part of the plan?
Yeah, maybe so.
I think so.
Yeah. Wasn't it part of the plan? Was it? Kind of had to happen.
If you somehow feel that you've heard something like this before, you probably have. Another lawyer from Kenya was the first person to try and sue Israel and Italy over Jesus' death back in 2007.
Mm-hmm.
His petition was dismissed. But that was in a local court in Nairobi. But this time they turned their attention to the International Court of Justice in 2013, arguing that Jesus' selective and malicious prosecution violated his human rights through judicial misconduct, abuse of office bias, and prejudice. There's a lot of missing parts in this. I don't know who the beneficiaries are. It doesn't say who's the aggrieved. Who benefits?
Yeah, that's tough.
Let's just say he wins. What do you win?
Is it class action?
Yeah, I don't know.
Are we all get involved?
We all get only if you're a Christian?
Yeah.
Only Christians get a little piece of the pie?
Sorry, Shelly.
I know Shelly got quiet.
I don't know anything about any of this.
It's a family thing. The lawyer believes that the governments in their current form, for which these individuals acted, the ancient individuals like Pontius Pilate, should still be held accountable.
He washed his hands of the whole thing.
Israel and Italy are in the hot seat.
Come on.
I don't know if washing your hands is a legal term.
Is it not?
They get to do...
Well, he
see
said,
some judge doing that?
Well, he said pick one, and the crowd, unfortunately, picked the wrong guy there.
Yes.
But again, it was part of the plan, so maybe it wasn't.
Right.
Yeah.
I'd like to bring in my character witness, God.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to fight that one.
The petition will most likely be thrown out.
Yeah.
But he will probably come back.
So, if you put God on the stand... There's just nobody. You can't physically see anybody. You can just say God's on the stand.
No, the witness stand is on fire, yet it's not burning. It's weird.
I'm sorry, God. What was that?
Yes, it should be burning up, but it's not. It's just fire.
God would like you to rule in favor. Fire.
He doesn't show. It's contempt of court. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what you do with any of that.
I don't see. You just don't believe. Sorry, man. He's there. Ask him your questions. If you can't hear the answers, that's not my fault, right. Non-believer.
Nope. Yes.
He's talking to me right now.
And what do you swear him in on?
Yeah. Uh-huh. He just holds up his hand. Yeah. He's just like, I swear on myself.
Yep.
I'm not going to. Those three stories are true.
And stupid.
And that's why we call it
Stupid News.